is complemented by the reflective stainless steel interior, which invites viewers to momentarily reflect on the vessel and its beauties. Mountains of the Pacific Northwest. Weighing in at 6 tons, the sculpture's combination of assaulting spires and rounded captives reflect the conflict that surrounds Wilson's legacy. Hood's work features a white column leaning on a black column, each with a selection of Wilson's quotations that demonstrate his contested political views. Known for his work in using urban space and public art to create dialogue, Hood was motivated by the tension that revisiting Wilson's history evokes. The fragile balance of the columns is complicated. Weighing in at 6 tons, the sculpture's combination of assaulting spires and rounded capitals reflect the conflict that surrounds Wilson's legacy. Hood's work features a white column leaning on a black column, each with a selection of Wilson's quotations that demonstrate his contested political views.
Oh yeah, what was that?
It's a drawing by a Daka.
A reflective stainless steel interior, which invites viewers to momentarily reflect on Wilson and his critics alike. Though these sculptures were assembled half a century apart, viewers can...